This podcast episode is a tribute to Matthew Perry, who passed away Saturday, October 28th. Matthew Perry was an actor, and he starred as Chandler Bing on the NBC television sitcom Friends from 1994 to 2004. Along with playing the sarcastic and lovable character, Matthew Perry opened up about his struggles with drugs and alcohol in his memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. He was an inspiration to all, and he will never be forgotten. Welcome to another episode of Pop Rocks with Madeline,
Kaylin,
and Olivia. And first up, we're going to talk about Chandler being the character in Friends. And so we are going to talk about the most recognizable episodes of Friends. I know I've watched all of it, and it's an amazing show with incredibly witty humor.
And it's just so iconic. Chandler being such a memorable character. And just so funny, and so funny to look back, and it just makes me want to watch the whole series all over again.
I know.
So first, in season one, when Chandler Bing was stuck inside of an ATM with a supermodel, Jill Goodacre, he was in this bank, and they were, and there was like a blackout, and they were stuck inside, and we got to hear like his thoughts.
That was
one of my favorite episodes. That episode is so hilarious.
And it was like the first, I think this was one of the first episodes where you really get to hear his like comedic timing and his witty humor. So funny.
And didn't he like say like, do you want some gum or?
Oh yeah. And it was, he was like, is it sugar free?
Yeah.
He was like, why didn't you just take the gum? And there was this other episode in season three when Chandler's coworker never knew his name and always called him Toby, and Chandler never ever corrected him.
Yes, and like Ross, I think Ross is the one that noticed, and he's like, "You never corrected him." It's been like 5 years or something. Imagine.
It was really funny.
And then he has to like trash his own office because they got the coworker
was mad at a guy named Chandler. Didn't know that it was actually him. That was
a really funny one. And then there's also the one where he talks about how he hates Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Oh.
That's a very, like, that goes through the entire series was when, because his parents got divorced on Thanksgiving. So he has a hatred for Thanksgiving. And then I feel like the group, they're like the whole time in the series, they're just trying to get him to like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I think it really shows, like, more depth into why he is so, like, funny. And it's not just he's funny, it's a coping mechanism.
And like it's also good to see that even though they're goofy characters, they have like emotion behind them.
Yeah, exactly,
all of them. And I think that the holiday episodes are some of my favorite.
When
Chandler dressed up as the bunny that one episode.
that was so funny.
And had to arm wrestle Joey.
I'm
arm wrestle Ross.
Who
is just a Sputnik.
Yes, that was so funny. Oh my gosh.
Okay, here's a funny quote. He said, Ross was dressed as Sputnik, the potato in his satellite, and Chandler makes a joke about how he looks like Doody.
And he says later,
Ross looks a little flushed.
he looked like a big potato. Like,
yes.
Well, because it was Spud. The potato was Spud, and he had, like, this thing on his head. It was the stupidest costume.
Because he thought he's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the stupidest costume, but I loved it.
I think my favorite episodes of Friends ever is the one where everybody finds out.
Oh, my gosh. That's, like, the most iconic
episode. And it's so funny.
It's so funny when Chandler and Phoebe were, like, trying to, like, hang out, and it's just so...
So, if you don't know what this episode's about... Basically, Chandler and Monica have this secret relationship, and then they didn't tell anybody about it, but then...
People find out.
Phoebe and a bunch... And
Joey finds out first.
Oh, Joey found out first, and then Rachel, and then Phoebe, and then nobody knows that they
Everybody else knows.
They don't know that we know that they know we know.
Yeah, exactly. That quote is a very famous one.
And then they're messing with each other by flirting with Chandler.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Phoebe has to start... flirting with Chandler to like try and fake him out to
see.
Yeah.
And I know that Another really funny Chandler episode is the one where he can't remember which sister he's dating.
Oh my god. Joey's sisters, they all look the same.
Yeah.
That one's funny.
It's just like, I feel like when I think of, obviously when we think of Chandler, because I mean, Chandler and Monica, but there was like a whole history, him and Janice, like together, like,
oh my god.
Chandler dating was just so funny because it just never, ever, ever worked out. And then, oh my gosh, do you guys remember the episode where he was going out with Rachel's boss and he got like handcuffed?
Yes.
And like Rachel like bound him. That is so awful. But well,
I love the episode where Chandler is trying to break up with Janice but doesn't know how to. But yeah. Phoebe's really good at breakups. So he was going through all of this when Phoebe literally could have done it for him, and she did it so easily, and it was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember the one, well, once like him and Monica like get together, where Janice ends up being their neighbor.
Yes, when they're like buying their house or whatever. Yes. That's like at the very, very end. Yeah. I look at it, it's right here. They found their dream house, and at the last minute, there's another buyer interested, and it's Janice. Mm-hmm. What are the odds? Janice was always around.
Yeah. She's just always. Oh my god.
Even when Rachel was in labor.
Yes, even when she was in labor.
Oh my gosh, yes, that was so funny.
My favorite quote from that one is, "Look at the baby on that nose."
Speaking of quotes, what were some of your guys' favorite like Chandler quotes?
Oh.
I know one of mine is, it's the one where he like is on a subway and he comes back and he said, "Someone on the subway licked my neck." My neck.
That's hilarious.
I love the one Rachel.
Oh my god! Uh-huh. I can't even get through it. It's so funny.
Why was she wearing this pink dress?
She was like Bo Peep or something.
And she looked like Bo Peep. And she walks in, "I'm sorry, we don't have your sheep."
And there's also the, when Chandler says, no, Ross says to Chandler, "All right, Chandler entered a Vanilla Ice lookalike contest and won." And then Chandler says, "Ross came in fourth and cried." It's the one where they're like trying to like expose each other for like secrets and stuff like that. It was so funny. Oh my god.
That's
oh
my one gosh. Of my favorites.
Okay, there's one where he's holding like a miniature. It looks like a miniature like wine bottle or something. And he says, "Sometimes I like to hold this stuff like this and pretend that I'm a giant." Oh my gosh. Sorry, the rehearsal dinner one.
Oh my gosh.
"I'm glad we have a rehearsal dinner. I rarely practice my meals before I eat."
I like the one, this is so like a Chandler thing to say. And I mean, I feel like I am Chandler sometimes. And he says, "Hi, I'm Chandler. I make jokes when I'm uncomfortable."
Oh,
yes.
So true.
Exactly.
At least he knew. At least he like was like held himself accountable for it. But I think it's great.
And it's so sad that like, he like just makes jokes about like his past traumas and things like that. Like he's on this one quote, he said, "Until I was 25, I thought that the only response to 'I love you' was 'oh crap.'"
That's so real. This is very Chandler Bing. Going off of that, "I say more dumb things before 9 a.m. than most people say all day."
Yes, that's so relatable.
One of his quotes is, "Seriously, good luck marrying me." I love when he makes quotes about like himself.
I know. But I also like the moments where he does finally become serious. Like when he proposes to Monica.
Oh my gosh. You know,
that was the sweetest thing ever.
The way I bawled my eyes out when I watched that. Funny story. I actually watched that episode at like 4 in the morning because I just like, I woke up randomly like at 4 in the morning and I just watched it.
Like, that's my favorite thing about, that's like my favorite characters are always the people that are like so funny until like it counts.
Yeah, exactly.
To be serious, you know?
Yeah, and that's a big thing with Joey and Chandler's relationship as friends. Like, they taunt each other and everything, but they love each other. And, like, when he was moving out, like, when Joey moved out, it was, like, a whole thing. It was...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was so sad. And, like, Joey was so upset and was like, "Oh, my gosh, that was so sad." And then when they, at, like, the end, I think it is, when... they have to, like, move out of the building entirely, you know?
Yeah.
And get their own house. And I remember, like, Joey gets, like, so sad, and he, like, starts to cry. And yeah. Stuff like that. Do you remember that?
A line that Monica said when Chandler and Monica were moving to a house, they were like, oh, yeah, and we'll have an extra room for Joey to grow old in. An extra room for Joey to grow old in.
I know. That's and so cute.
They were, like, my favorite friendship of the entire show, because Chandler and Joey had the closest, I feel, the closest connection, like, closest bond.
For real.
And they were always there for each other.
They got their recliners, man.
Yeah.
How could you not?
I love that part. It's the most heartbreaking to think about now.
When, I know.
Like, he, like, had to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so sad, but it's nice to remember Chandler Bing. And even though Matthew Perry did perform as Chandler Bing, and we all know him most famously for Chandler Bing, I think it's very important to recognize this quote that he said about how he would like to be remembered. He said, quote, "When I die, I know people will talk about friends, friends, friends. And I'm glad of that, happy I've done some solid work as an actor, as well as given multiple chances to make fun of my struggles on the World Wide Web. But when I die, as far as my so-called accomplishments go, it would be nice if friends were listed far behind the things I did to try to help other people. I know it won't happen, but it would be nice."
Something that Matthew Perry did was that he created the Perry House in Malibu, and it was a sober living facility for men. And he also wrote a play called The End of Longing, which is his personal message to the world, and it's an exaggerated form of him as a drunk. He had something important to say to people who struggle with addiction and people who love people like him.
And so to finish off this podcast, we would like to implore you to recognize, even though Matthew Perry was Chandler Bing, he is not only Chandler Bing. He was an amazing person who inspired lots of people to deal with their addictions and
get help for it. He stated that if anyone comes up to him with an alcohol or drug addiction and asks for help, he can 100% say, "I can help you," and he knows how to help them. He also said in an interview that he spent nearly like $9 million on his recovery, which shows how much he cares not only for his own health and for the people around him. He knows that it was important for him to become sober for his loved ones.
And I think this quote is really important. It says that if an alcoholic or drug addict comes up to me and says, "Will you help me?" I will always say, "Yes, I know how to do that. I will do that for you, even if I can't always do it for myself. So I do that whenever I can, in groups or one-on-one." I think that quote really shows how selfless Matthew Perry was. And I think as a society, we should honor his wishes to be recognized for the things that he did for the world and not just for a fictional character in a TV show.
And if you haven't already, I definitely recommend reading his memoir. It is amazing. I have read it before. And on that note, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Pop Rocks, where we honored the one and only Matthew Perry. I'm Madeline.
I'm Kaylin.
And I'm Olivia.